Hello and welcome to episode 3 of the podcast. We don't know what we're calling it yet here in Sartell St. Stephen Schools. My name is Tom Lee. I'm the interim superintendent, and I'm here with several individuals, Bruce Thompson, our director of activities, and Isabel, Brett, and Calvin, who are going to tell us a little bit about some things that they participated in recently as a result of our activity in the conference. But to introduce it, Bruce, will you kind of tell us a little bit about it?
Sure, thanks, Superintendent Lee. Yes, on Wednesday, September 13th, we attended the Central Lakes Conference Leadership Day up in Brainerd. We brought 40 students, mainly juniors and seniors, that are leaders in a variety of activities. It was an awesome experience. There's over 200 students from the 9 schools in our conference. It was presented or put on, our keynote speaker was Dr. Sindra Kampoff, who is a certified mental performance coach, an award-winning author for the book Beyond Grit, and she's best known for working with Minnesota Vikings players Adam Thielen, college premier athletes, as well as the United States track and field Olympic team. So lots of great experience she was able to share with our students regarding how you develop grit, mental toughness, resiliency, and really overcoming tough challenges that hopefully then our students can bring back to their teams and peers and share those to help them be more successful.
Sounds great. So as we go around the table, I'm just going to ask you to introduce yourself and your sport, maybe what year you're in as well. Okay, so we'll start with you, Isabel.
I'm Isabel, and I'm a junior, and I play soccer.
I'm Brett Schlangen, I'm a senior and a baseball player.
Great.
I'm Calvin Bregelman, I'm a junior, and I play soccer.
Okay, great. So now we have the introduction, and so let's talk a little bit about what this experience was like for you guys. Why don't you kind of give us the chronological order of how things, how did you sign up for this? Were you chosen? Were you asked? Did you volunteer? How did it all go? Who'd like to start?
We got an invitation from our activities director, Bruce, and an invitation to come to this Central Lakes Conference event in Brainerd. And so then once we were signed up, we were able to get excused from school that day to go on this beneficial conference to Brainerd.
Great. And did you, so tell me a little bit about your impressions. What did you learn?
One of the things that I learned at the conference, or at the speaker, was learning from our mistakes, but then forgetting about them so we don't think about them during the game. Because when we think about them, we start playing worse and worse. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool, because I think about the pressure athletes experience, right? So imagine the kicker, like Greg Joseph. I was at the Giant game last year where he made the 60-yarder. And imagine, you know, the pressure he feels, like the game rests on his shoulders. And how many times, you know, is that successful? When it's successful, it's great. But when it isn't successful, when he makes a mistake, how's that feel, right? Is that a little bit what they're talking about? Or Adam Thielen, when he goes out for a pass and it hits him right in the hands and he drops it, right? And they needed that first down or something like that. Is that what they were kind of talking about? How do you deal, how do you make your way through those kinds of experiences, mental mistakes, and bounce back and put them behind you? Is that what that was about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, Isabel, what was it like for you?
Well, one of the mental strategies to bring back to your teams is we learned about learn, burn, and return. And learn is like learn from the mistake. Burn is doing like a physical action to get it out of your system, and then returning to the field or court in a positive way.
Did they have any suggestions what you do, what kind of action you do to get it out of your system?
As an action, they did like you can brush it off your shoulder. Or she said, yep. Or she said, Adam Thielen did like flush the toilet, where you literally like take it like you're flushing the toilet.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I think I've seen someone do that, brushing off the shoulders at times.
Well, and Dr. Kampoff showed a clip where it was, I think, against the Saints in the playoff game, and Adam Thielen dropped a pass, as you had mentioned earlier, and then he caught a game-winning pass, but it showed him earlier in the game, like literally like flushing the toilet, and then they did an article on it, and it was about how he's as a performance coach, mental, and it talked about how he was literally flushing the toilet because he fumbled or dropped a pass in the first quarter, and then went on to catch the winning touchdown and show how he overcame that. And so that was, I think, a really cool example for the kids, because they could relate to that.
Yeah.
To whatever their activity is, hitting a ball out of bounds, off the tee box, you know, letting a goal in soccer, walking somebody on four pitches, any situation depending on whatever sport or activity you play.
Yeah. Did any of you guys see the Netflix series Quarterback?
I did.
Yep, yes. With Kirk Cousins. I was really, I guess I was a little surprised at how much mental work he does in preparation for the game, and also kind of leaving whatever mistakes we had last week behind. I mean, because he's working with like a sports psychologist to try to help him put that stuff out of his mind. So there was more of that kind of conversation at this conference. Mm-hmm. A little bit about that. Are there other things that you took away from it?
It was just a lot. Very focused on the mental toughness part of things. Of how you just gotta kind of move on from your mistakes and kind of learn what to do better next time in the event, and then kind of just learning some strategies about grit and like what you can do to be a better teammate and player in the future.
Yeah, in my profession of education, sometimes we talk about building resilience, right? How do you pick yourself up when you've made a mistake, right? You didn't study enough for a test, or you studied the wrong stuff and you don't do well. You know, how do you pick yourself up from that? And sometimes, you know, there's a lot of application to this to life in general, right? So how do you guys do in school? Do you guys do pretty well in school or kind of average?
Pretty well.
Because I've known kids who in high school, they got like nothing but A's, right? And then they go off to college and they get their first B and it crushes them. They don't know how to deal with it because they've never experienced it, right? So this is the kind of training that could help people get through those things, not just on the field, but other parts of life. Would you agree?
Yeah.
And Bruce, what caused the conference to bring this person in?
So this is the second year that we've done this, and we were really impressed last year when we did it. And I think it's that, you know, we're seeing student athletes across the conference and across the state is, you know, something, you know, dealing with failure and being resilient is obviously something that's really important. And that's not only going to help them in their sport or activity, but in the classroom, in life, when they get a job. And so really focusing in on how do you develop grit? And so I'd like to hear more from our students about how do you do that? And then how do you overcome, or what's your, we talked about flushing the toilet. Like, what do you think of when things are really hard, and how do you overcome that? Cause that was part of the goal, was to give them some tools, mm-hmm. And skills. So hopefully that when things are really hard in whatever the field, the court, the gym, wherever it is, how can you persevere and then also help your teammates? Cause it's easy when you're winning 7-0. It's hard when you're losing 7-0 or when the wheels are falling off, and how do you stick together and how do you make your team better? Thoughts?
Yeah, so our baseball team actually listens to some mental podcasts once in a while as well that were similar to speakers like Syndra. And we learn the tactics and typically go by, you make a mistake or something, you have about 3 to 5 seconds to beat yourself up about it, you know, learn what you can do better, and then you got to move on. You got to flush it and be a great teammate, and then get back in the game and move on from it at that point.
Cap, so I'm going to, if you don't mind, take it one step further. For you personally, you're on the mound. I know you're a pitcher and a catcher, but you walk somebody on four pitches, or you give up a home run, or you give up something where you don't. How do you push through that? And did you learn anything from either your podcast for baseball or from the conference that can help you do that?
Yeah, typically, I guess I generally just go stand behind the mound, you know, take a couple deep breaths, think about it for a couple seconds, and then got to, like, completely flush it. Like, usually I'll do some sort of deep breaths or some motion to kind of get my whole body to relax again, and then you just got to focus on the next batter, because that's all you can do at that point, which is really what we learned from Syndra, of just learning whatever strategies of that learn, burn, and return to be able to move on when you need to.
I like that phrase, learn, burn, and return. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. I might have to adopt that myself.
How about Kelvin or Isabel, any other thoughts?
Yeah, I think the soccer team this year, we're really just focusing on what we can control and not thinking about anything else that we can't, which I think really helps us move on from, like, we've had 3 ties this year. We haven't had a loss yet, but just moving on and focusing on what we can control has really helped us.
I've actually been to you guys' games. You guys have quite a bit of talent, and you understand the game really, really well. You position yourselves well. You work together well. It's been really fun to watch. But again, even when you do that, you might run up against a team that does it better or does it just as well. And, you know, so, you know, you're all going to make mistakes at some point. I mean, that's just part of being human, right? But I have enjoyed going out there and watching you guys. Yeah. How about you, Isabel?
Well, not only, like, when we take the field before every game, we do, as a team, like, 3 deep breaths in and then out, just to get everybody, like, calm and focused, because depending on if we're going to go into a hard match or a weak match, it's always just, we think that taking deep breaths is going to calm us before going on the field. And then we also have, like, a 10-second thing at halftime where we say 10, we have 10 seconds to say something that we all need to work on, and then we completely forget about those 10 seconds of what mistakes we made. And then also on the field while we're on, we have 6 seconds to return the, like, get the ball back in our possession after making a mistake from anybody on the field. So I think those 2 things help us work well as a team.
Yeah, you guys have been fun to watch too. I've been to actually 2 or 3 of your games. You guys, whenever I seem to get out to watch the boys, they seem to be on the road. And the girls have been home. Those are nice fields, by the way. You know, I think about the applicability of this in, like, my job, for example, right? Because, you know, when you, or even as a parent, right? If you think about it, you know, are our parents perfect? No, they're not, right? So they have to learn burn and return too, right? It's like, okay, I blow up at you because you don't know why, but I get really upset, and you're like, whoa! You know, it's like, well, learn, burn, and return. So learn is, well, yeah, we reflect, right, and say, what did I do wrong, right? And then we ask ourselves, how can I make it right, right? And so, and I think that's just basic relationship skills. That's basic life skills. These are great things for you guys to learn. Have you been able to apply them since you've been back?
Yes, I've been able to apply them, because if I know that I do something, then I just say that, those 3 things, learn, burn, and return. And I actually sometimes do the actions, which my coaches do see, because then they point it out.
Yeah.
And what's your action?
Usually I just brush it off my shoulder, or I tend to go down and fix my shin guard just to, like, tell myself that it's fine or it's okay. Just something that's like a habit to do.
Those are great skills. Do you see other kids who may not have participated in this type of training struggling with learn, burn, and return? Or maybe once they make a mistake, they beat themselves up for too long?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely see that. Like, it's very common, especially at the high school level. Like, not a whole lot of people that learn to deal with those kind of things. So basically us having the knowledge of learning how to deal with it can help kind of at the same time teach other people how to move on at the same point.
So if you had opportunities to share it with other friends, like maybe you see a friend who's beaten themselves up a little bit too much, they haven't been through this, have you been able to take them aside and say, hey, Bruce, it's okay, right? You just got to learn what you did wrong, burn it up, and let's return to the game here. Let's get your head back in the game. Have you had a chance to do that at all, or no?
Well, with playing baseball in the spring, we have it, but you also see it from the student-athlete side of it as well. Like, you see it in the classroom where somebody might be mad or upset about a test or something, and you kind of help work through it of, it's just one, you got to move on kind of thing. So
we make mistakes in lots of areas, don't you think? I mean, I think about on the athletic field or court, I think about, you know, in our relationships, I think about in our tasks, right? You guys are full-time students, so that's kind of like your job. I'm a full-time superintendent, right? And, you know, teachers, you know, I tell teachers sometimes that research says that teachers make about 1,000 decisions a day, right? And so if they make 501 right, they had a pretty good day, which means they made 499 wrong or neutral, because sometimes we can make neutral decisions, right? And so then we got to come back the next day. So, and that's part of what we refer to in our profession as reflection, right? It's kind of like, look yourself in the mirror and be honest with what you see as far as my performance, right? How I did. And I think those are important skills that can carry you through a lifetime, not just on the athletic field. Bruce, you have other thoughts?
I think that's where you hit it directly there. I think it's so cool to see some of our student athletes who are developing these skills, because obviously sports and activities we feel are very important here. However, the classroom and when you graduate from Starkville High School and you start a family or a career or going to college is that hopefully you have the skills, and I think that's where sports and activities play a big part. Because, right, you're going to fail. Like, right, our soccer team won the conference championship but then had a really hard game on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And that's where we learned a lot from that failure. I mean, baseball is a game of failure, right? And so, therefore, I think learning those things when you're competing is only going to make you a more well-rounded individual and make you a better teammate, a better husband, wife, father, all those things, a better employee. So I think that's the exciting part, is that hopefully we're laying the foundation and the groundwork so that not only can they be successful at Sartell, but then also in life. And so it's really great to hear them as young adults be able to put that into words and communicate that. Now hopefully we can continue to do that to our teammates, ninth graders, 10th graders, and other peers of ours.
So just to shift the conversation a little bit, so what year are you in, Isabel?
Junior.
You're a junior. Do you know what you might want to do when you leave Sartell High School?
I want to be an elementary school teacher.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
okay.
Coach. And coach, right?
And
yeah,
coach.
And coach.
Okay,
yeah,
why don't you go?
Yep,
let's have a conversation offline. We need all the help we can get. Brett, how about you?
I'm a senior, and I'm planning on studying environmental science.
Okay, do you have an idea about where you want to go?
I am undecided yet.
Okay.
Still probably deciding in the next couple of days, actually.
Okay, environmental science.
Yep.
Okay.
Next couple of days. Okay, exciting.
Calvin, how about you?
I'm a junior, and I'm not entirely sure what I want to do yet. I do have an interest in sports psychology, though.
Yep.
But we'll see where that takes me.
Yeah, that's super cool. Well, the good news is we don't really have to know right now. You know, as when you get into college, you get a couple of years where you got to get your requirements out of your way anyway, right? And so that's the good news.
And I want to give Kelvin a shout out because Kelvin tore his ACL this summer after starting last year as a sophomore on the varsity soccer team. So he's been at every game. I've seen him doing Twitter updates on his phone, and I've seen him just being a great teammate. And obviously, it can be really challenging when you get injured and you can't actually play, and you can go, it can be very hard. And from my eyes, he's done a really good job of being a good teammate and rehabbing, and so that hopefully when he gets the brace finally off, he can get back to working out and rehabbing, and then hopefully have a really good senior year.
Well, that's grit, isn't it? Right? That's grit. It's like, you know, due to nothing that happened to you, you're injured, and now you have a decision to make, right? It's like, okay, am I done? Am I just going to be done? Because it takes a lot of work to come back from an injury, doesn't it? I mean, first you have to have it repaired, then you have to build, you know, everything back up, right? The strength, the muscles, the endurance. It takes a long time to recover. And I'm always amazed at, like, professional athletes that do that because it takes so long and it takes out so much work. That's real grit. And that's what we're talking about, is building grit when we face adversity, right? So, I don't know. I'm not sure I have anything else. Do you have anything else?
I think I'm just curious for our three students, and obviously two of them are juniors, but, you know, we're going to do it next year, and we're going to bring students, hopefully, in, you know, 30 to 40 students, juniors and seniors. Do you have anything that you would share with them, you know, before they get there, like to keep an open mind? Or I think I like to think all 40 students hopefully took something out of it. But at the same point, do you have any advice that you give to future students who go to that leadership event about what they can learn, or maybe have an open mind, or kind of what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I'd definitely say to keep an open mind. Also, she has like slides, and she tells people to take pictures of them when she knows that they're important. I would definitely do that because I know I took pictures and I still look back at those every day just to like keep that in mind.
Yeah, I think even something like bringing a notebook with could be super important of if you just write down your main points, and you can always go back and look through them at any point that you need to whenever you're struggling with any of the points that she talked about there.
I agree with those two, but also participate there. Like, she asked questions or asked you people to come up on stage to do things. Actually, like, raise your hand and do it, because that's something I did not do, but I would.
Want to do it again.
Yeah.
Well, maybe next year. Maybe
yeah.
Next year.
Yeah.
You
know?
Well, one of the things you're talking about is, if I'm hearing you correctly, is that you get out of something what you put into it, right? So if you're going to take those pictures so that you can scroll through them on your phone and remind yourself of the main points, or if you take notes, or if you participate, right? So I think that those things probably apply to almost anything, that if you're going to learn from it, you have to engage in it, right? Is that fair? Yeah, and so, well, I thank you all for sharing about your experiences. Thank you for engaging in it. Thank you for the work that you're doing here. And thank you for joining me on our podcast today. Is there any final words?
No.
Nope. Well, with that, we end. Thank you again. And to our listening audience, have a great day.